Garza, El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
877-876-PHIL, and welcome back here as we have asked Margaret to hang with us because the conversation that we're having here is such that I want to take a little more time, Margaret. I don't want you to feel that you got an enemy here. I want you to feel like I'm trying to, you know...
You're trying to get through to me, see? And that's what I find demeaning.
I don't mean to be demeaning.
Well, that's what I find demeaning, that you're calling me, or you're not calling me, I called you, and you're interviewing me, in other words.
Yeah, no, we wanted to talk to you about this.
All right, and you are sort of talking down to me. It's as if you are trying to be equal with me, and you're saying, uh-huh, oh, isn't that interesting? And meanwhile, you're on the other line calling a psychiatric facility. And you've got someone out on the front lawn waiting for the state car to come down the street. And you're just going to humor me. No, this will not stand, Phil. I am here in defense of my son. Now,
is there anything, I asked you to think about this during the news, is there anything in the photo shoot that took place with your son, the pictures of which that were leaked online, that the principal of the school, Susan Munson, called you and talked to you about personally as the concerned educator to the mother, is there anything about them that you find inappropriate?
No, I was trying to tell you that yes, absolutely, I felt, and I had talked to Christoph, who was the photographer, when they did the shot, the front shot of Jason Jay tugging his underwear down, there was very evidently pubic hair exposed. They were going to somehow try and use that shot.
Pubic hair?
Bill, calm down for a minute, for God's sake.
The guy took this picture of your son with pubic hair.
I was in the room. I was there. Don't start going to some place that you're going to regret for the rest of your life. Don't start thinking that...
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, don't start thinking about accusing me of sitting there like some slob while my son is being sexually manipulated. Because that didn't happen, Phil. All right? It didn't happen. He took the photograph. I looked at the shots. We went through, if you know anything about photography, you've had your picture taken.
Yes, you go through the stills and you see which ones you like.
Exactly. I went through these pictures and I said, well, you can see pubic hair here. And he said, you're right. I missed that, and...
Mm-hmm.
Phil, don't be so cynical. He missed it, and he airbrushed it out. But the point is, I did not approve of that photograph.
Okay, so even though he airbrushed it out, right?
No, well, after he airbrushed it out, I didn't see anything wrong with it. But before, it was very, very evident. The other shot...
Well, if he's pulling his underwear so far down, you're looking at pubic hair, and they airbrush this out... I'm telling you that there's something wrong with that photographer, mentally, morally, legally. I'm telling you, I...
Well, Phil, that's just great, you know, and here's a newsflash for you. You may be very, very convinced of things in life, and I congratulate you, and I appear. Hold on for a minute, Greg. I'll do it too. Here we go, Phil. Ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Just got your round of applause for being man of the year. Is that?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, these are my thoughts and what I've been saying.
And I'm telling you, yes, there was one other shot, though, when he was walking to the toilet. And I said to Christoph, now what is the point of that? He said it is an atmospheric, it shows locomotion, movement. All right. I mean, what else was he going to do? Be outside in his underwear running around and chasing a football?
So he's walking to a toilet.
And I objected to it. And he said, well, he's not, so we compromised. And the photograph that he eventually took was of Jason Jay about to sit with his thumbs in his underwear. But
okay, so he's getting ready to pull his underwear down to use the toilet.
Phil, I've never...
Is that what he's doing?
Phil, I have never talked to anyone that makes something so natural sound so filthy. And it sounds like you really get a kick out of it, too.
Is that what the boy was posed to do?
I guess, but I disapprove the photograph, is what I'm trying to say.
Even the one of him sitting down?
No, that was the compromise.
All right.
You know, Phil, you can be exasperated if you want. I'm a mother, all right? Do you understand that I'm a mother? You're not. Are you a mother?
No, I'm not.
You better believe you're not. So, have you given birth to a human being? No, you haven't. Have you watched that human being from childhood on up, from infancy on up, and done everything in your power to protect that life? No, you haven't. Have you sought out the best schools, the best foods, the best clothing, the best transportation, the best furniture, everything for your child? Have you done that? No, you haven't.
Well, now, hold on for just a second. Yes, I have. Now you're getting into some stuff that fathers do.
Well, not the way a mother does.
All right, look, 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're going to get to some phone calls here. I had Mike hanging on very patiently, and thank you very much, Mike. Go ahead. You're back on the air with us and Margaret Gray.
Okay, Margaret, really, I have no idea who you are, for one thing. You are a mother. You expressed that, but seriously, in all sincerity, and I'm not taking any shots at you, but, you know, you want to promote your son into being an actor someday. And
exactly.
By taking
well,
some
he
of these,
is an actor.
Okay, now listen to me. Taking some of these lesser items, such as selling underwear, and you coming on and going about, you know, you have slandered the school teacher, the superintendent, for one thing.
How did I do that?
As you called her all kinds of dirty names on there. As a Christian woman, you would never have even spoke those words, okay?
Well, the woman is talking about my son like he's a piece of meat.
No, she hired you for Friday night. Basically, you've enticed people by coming on here and even wanting to talk about this online. I would never even brought it up. My sons, you know, they're wholesome people. I got one son is a vice president for J.P. Morgan. And, you know, I promoted my boys to do wholesome things, you know. Acting is
I have to tell you, Mike, these days, being a vice president with J.P. Morgan is not exactly... Have you heard of Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah, well, he's not...
Okay, all right, let's not... Yeah, the man's son doesn't mean everybody's a freaking crook, okay?
You know, Phil, you really give people excuses, but me... You dropped me out of an airplane at 5,000 feet.
You sound like a woman that it's Friday night, it's kind of late in the evening, and you've probably been out and maybe had one or two drinks. And,
we are enjoying ourselves,
I think it's gone to you just a little bit too much. But if I was your son, my peer group would be laughing at me the next day so hard because my mother's on there talking about my underwear shoot. She's defaming the superintendent of school that I have to go be a student in that school. My peer group is going to just laugh me right out of the house, you know?
My son.
I don't know how old you are, and I don't know what age you're...
Well, first of all, these pictures were leaked online, so...
I don't think you're very much...
Everyone saw them. First of all, I'm in a nightclub. I wish I was home with my son. I'm listening to some woman butcher a song that I love very much called I Will Woo You. And she's up there going, I want to do... And my son is at home with his friends. They are...
Well,
doing what they
at?
Call their gaming. They're gaming. Frank and I are at a club. They're with their nanny. So they're with the parental person.
Yeah. Okay.
But the kids are gaming. They're playing their video games. And yes, on Monday, all hell will break loose. But it's not my fault that this woman,
acting
in her capacity as the head whore.
Oh, boy.
File a lawsuit against you, okay?
She's going to sue me.
I don't understand the scenario where you come from, okay, for one thing.
Now, the woman child, from home,
how much age difference is it between you and your son?
I had him late in life. I had Jason J. late in life. I'm 53.
Say he's 14, so you had him when you were 39?
39,
yeah,
okay.
I had him when I was 39.
Have you spent much time with your son lately to really get down to see where
he's
at?
Well, I don't really know that that's any of your business. It's really off the topic.
You said you were
a Boy Scout troop leader. I don't know what that means.
He didn't say he was a Boy Scout troop leader. He's a trooper.
I think you've had a little too much to drink.
Well, what did he say? He said he was a trooper.
That's a highway patrolman, in other words.
No, I don't know what a trooper is.
Oh boy!
All right, look at Mike. You made a good stab at it. No, you made a good stab at it, Mike. I appreciate very much your patience, sir.
I gotta
thank you very much for your call, though, sir. Appreciate it. 877-876-Phil.
You know, Phil, I really resent, and I think anybody would. You talking as if I'm not here.
And what do you mean?
Hey, Mike, you made a really good stab at it, Mike. Yeah, okay. As if I'm just this dumb thing that sits on a rock somewhere. And you're bringing people out into the woods to look at me, like I'm some rare mushroom. Well, no, Phil, I won't be treated that way. Now, I love my son. I said to Christoph, I will not have... I said, you got to airbrush that pubic hair, and no way is my son going to be photographed actually going number two. He said, well, what if he's half squatting? I said, fine. Now, everyone is telling me what a bad mother I am. I'm saying to you, the worst of these crimes was leaking those photos. Who did it? Well, I'll tell you who I think did it. I think it was this Suzanne Munson, the principal.
How did she leak these photos online?
Well, I think she got a hold of them and then spread them around, like you're spreading around swine flu. That's what this woman does.
And I thought she found these online.
No, she had them emailed to her. Or maybe someone found them online and emailed them to her. But I think she spread them even more. Like, it's almost as if you are loaded up with swine flu, and you walk into a nursery and you just sneeze all kinds of snot. That's...
All right, 877-876-Phil. I can tell that Margaret's feeling very, very put upon here tonight as we discuss photos of her son in a photo shoot for underwear that were leaked online, and when the photos did finally reach a school, they saw this kid posing, looking over his shoulder to the back, getting out of a tub or whatever, walking to the toilet, thumbs in the elastic, you name it. 877-876-Phil is the number on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll get back to more of your phone calls, and Margaret Gray here, and we also have our News and Information Hour coming up. So don't go away, and a couple of other things to talk about. Including Rachel Crow on The X Factor. And we'll be talking to Bobby Dooley about that. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Watch out.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Hold on, Margaret. 877-876-Phil. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about this photo shoot that her son was involved in. And you know, the Lindsay Lohan photo shoot for Playboy magazine was also, some of the shots were leaked online. Perez Hilton published them.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil. I walked out into the club. Can you hear this woman singing?
Yes.
Listen. That is absolute. I'm telling you, she sounds as if she is on heroin.
Well, I don't know.
Here, I'm gonna. You know, Phil, there's so much wrong with this world, and I know that I sound like I'm being hypercritical. So I try not to be hypercritical. So my son goes and does a photo shoot, and now everyone thinks that I'm a bad mother. And yet I'm sitting here listening to this woman make garbage out of one of the great songs of all time. Here, listen. Now, that's great guitar playing. But she's making garbage out of a song that I love so much called The Sheriff. Is that it, Frank?
No, it's not The Sheriff. Shadows.
Shadows. You hear that? Hold on. No, don't tell me. Hey, why don't you sing like a woman, will you? Sing like a woman.
Margaret, you're going to get thrown out of that club. You know that.
No, I'm not. No, no one throws me out of a club. Why don't you sing like a woman? Excuse me. Oh, that sucked.
Yeah, we're going to get our asses pinched up.
You know what? Are you either on the air with me or you're catcalling some singer?
What'd you call it?
Catcalling. You know, heckling. 877-876-Phil. Let me go to a phone call here. Hanging on the line is Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Good morning, Ms. Gray. I felt compelled to pull my rig over into the scales.
Good morning.
The scales ain't even open to park and talk to you. I'd like to commend you for supporting your son, Jason. I used to be in the model. Your son, Jason. I would like to commend you for supporting him.
Who? Who's he talking about?
Your son, Jason.
Oh, yes, okay.
You
said that you were at the scales. You said you were at the scales. And I didn't know what that was.
I had to pull over to talk to you.
You had to pull over.
We can't talk at the same time. I'm pulled over. My Sirius radio went off. I started dialing across the dial. And I like what you're doing. You're supporting your son.
And you pulled over to do what?
He pulled over to call you.
To call me?
Yes, to call the show.
Man,
well, what is he saying that he pulled over onto a... He pulled over on a scale.
He's a trucker, and they have to pull over onto scales. Okay?
All right. I understand. Go ahead, sir.
Now I'm starting to lose my train of thought. Okay, I used to be a male model. I modeled for Oshkosh B'gosh, the John Deere Calendar, and the Tractor Supply Company. And I had to do underwear shots. Generally, it was long underwear or other items. I never had to do boxers or briefs. But the photographers are always most professional. And
well,
I would suggest I would suggest maybe you ought to get Jason hooked up with Macy's or J.C. Penney's.
Well, we did not seek this this contract. We didn't seek this work. Jason J. is an actor. He is in commercial work. He's done some television. He's never done print ad modeling.
What has Jason done in television?
He's done television, and he's done a couple of small parts in movies. He's never done print ads.
Okay, so you don't have any experience with this.
Well, Phil, and I don't mean any disrespect to this gentleman, but this guy drives a truck, and he did it. So
what is wrong with driving a truck? We move the freight across the United States.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm just simply saying to Phil, how tough could it be to model if you did it?
Well, that's an insult to that man.
Why?
Because
I will tell you something else. There were several provocative shots that I had to do on a tractor that they had to do a little airbrush in here, a little airbrush in there. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, really? Well, look, I don't judge a man for his orientation. I don't know what you're talking about. You're on a tractor. What is that? What does that mean?
He's doing print ad shots.
You don't know what a John Deere is?
I know what that is, but you're telling me that it was provocative, so I have to ask you, is this gay porn? Is it a straight print ad? What is it?
No, it was a tractor calendar that was targeted to the female audience. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Margaret, don't be snide. Let's take the man's word at what he says. If that's what he was doing, that's what he was doing.
This was part of the "she thinks my tractor's sexy" theory series. And what's wrong with that? I wasn't marketing to anybody but older females, which you might like one. I still got a few. If I'd like to send you one, maybe you'd like it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Margaret, you want to be smart-ass about it.
Look, Phil, I wasn't born. I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. All right.
So what are you saying?
Well, the guys, airbrushed this, and I'm on a tractor. Put two and two together.
Margaret, it doesn't have to be gay porn. The guy's doing a print ad for John Deere, and this is farm equipment, and it's industrial equipment, and they have, they did a series for women.
They're doing a series for what, farmer women? I don't understand.
Okay, Margaret, you see, you don't want anybody to have any kind of normal credential. You're the only one. And everybody is suspect. You're the only one. You're the mother of the boy who's pulling his underwear down, but you're okay. This man who has a legitimate job. And then you insult him by saying, how tough could it be? He did it. He drives a truck.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was rude of me.
Well, I was a little confused. I didn't know there was anything about pulling underwear down. I just thought you said he just had his thumbs inside the
elastic. Oh, he apparently, get a load of this, sir. Get a load of this, Jim. The kid's pulling his underwear so far down, they had to airbrush out pubic hair.
Now, all of a sudden, this guy was on my side.
Some people got a good long mane coming up around their belly button. And
this is a 14-year-old kid. He's a 14-year-old boy, for God's sake. Are you a father?
14-year-olds get a little hairy early. Some of them do.
Yeah, well, I bet you they do, man, especially the ones you date. Thanks for calling, you freaking sick ass.
Oh, my God. You hang up with the one man that agrees with me. And you accused him of being gay.
He is. World famous Phil. No, he's not gay. He's just a perv. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have on the line with us Dean Wheeler from Northern California, from the Northern California Holistic Center. But Dean is not here in his capacity as a homeopathic or a holistic healer or any of the things that we traditionally talk with him about. He actually was watching X Factor last night and is going to give us a little bit of a rundown on what happened to Rachel Crowe, who was really a big fan favorite. She is described here as one of Simon Cowell's girl contestants, because this is his show, obviously. X Factor is Simon Cowell, formerly with the show American Idol. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because as I was leaving working last night on Modern Family, I guess this is sounding real Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it's interesting all the people are talking about it.
Okay. Well, in any event, I noticed, there were a lot of people tweeting this up about Rachel and what happened on the show last night. Somebody said it was a real shocker, blah, 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 all this stuff. Of course, this was somebody tweeting from New York, and they completely butchered it alive for anybody who was watching the show on the West Coast. But that's okay. We're fine with that. Thanks a lot for nothing. You know what I'm saying, Dean?
Yeah, well, you know what? It always really bothers me a little bit when I see some of the people that I do follow on Twitter back east, whether it's New York or Boston or Miami, and they will mention something that was on television that everyone's waiting to see, and what you wind up with is really a night of anticipation that has been dissipated because you know what's going to happen. What happened on the program X Factor was very, very... I thought it was a little underhanded, and I'll tell you why. Rachel Crowe was very, very popular, and I think that a lot of people probably would have thrown their support behind this young lady. Terrific singer. I wish I had a piece of her music.
Maybe we can find some, but...
I think it gives you an idea of just how good she was. And, you know, I'll look for some music. If Emeralda could do that, my wife is here. We had a Native American group, a dance group that was here. We had a gathering this evening, and then we were going to sit down and watch this. And the Native peoples, our wonderful Native American and Native people here in California, some of them were members of the Chumash. And when I said, do you want to sit down and let's watch a replay of X Factor, because I have to go on the Phil Hendry Show tonight, and they all drifted out. I guess I should take that personally.
Well, they weren't interested. Did they say they were interested?
No, they didn't. And I don't know if it was you or, and forgive me, Phil, because I don't know. I said, I'm going to be on the Phil Hendry Show later. Let's watch X Factor. And they started to leave.
With all humility, it sounds to me like they didn't want to watch X Factor.
Why couldn't it be you?
Well, you weren't saying that you were going to turn on the radio and listen to me. You were saying that you were going to watch X Factor.
That's true. That is true. But I wanted them to stick around later to hear me on your show. But the point that I'm trying to make is I had some 20 members of a Native American dance troupe, and they're from the Cultural Center in San Francisco. And as soon as I said your name and X Factor, they disappeared just as quickly as they. I can imagine it was almost as if you say
pastor, and I don't want to make a joke because I support Native Americans, and in many ways I'm happy, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm happy for what happened to Custer.
Now, you know, can we not get into the politics of this is just disturbing to me, okay?
Well, it was General Custer, Phil.
It was the United States Army. It was General Custer. He was a weirdo, but that doesn't mean that we go, oh, wow, I'm rooting for the, you know, I just don't want to talk about that.
Wait. Are you saying you're sorry that the Native people won?
I'm saying to you that, I am saying simply to you.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I think your audience would be very interested to hear this. What are you saying?
Dean, you're not going to get me nervous about this.
Well, then what are you saying?
All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I don't want to talk negatively about the United States military, whether it was the 19th century cavalry, whether it is the World War I, whether it's the Revolutionary Era. These are men that died in the service to their country. They were attacked and killed by Native people who had legitimate grievances. I understand that. It's one of the great tragedies and in some ways anomalies of American history. But nonetheless, people died on both sides. The massacre, the terrible criminal acts that happened to Native people should be condemned. But soldiers who are fighting to open up a territory that the United States government said they were going to open up, I don't think that we sit and say, ooh, isn't that great? I'm glad they lost, you know?
Well, I think I am, because I...
Look, Dean, this is not why I have you on the show. All right?
Well, I know it's not why you have me on the show, but I think it's worth talking about. I think I am glad that the Native Americans scored the victories that they did. And I saw your Twittering, and I thought what you did was so wrong when you...
What?
When you said on Thanksgiving that the Native people were killing each other and enslaving each other before the Europeans got here, so what's the big deal?
And I never said, what's the big deal?
Well, that's the point that you were making.
No. No, if you read what I said, one of the myths about Native Americans on this continent is that they were nonviolent before the white man got here. That is not true. Native people were warring with each other. In some cases, they enslaved each other. In many cases, they engaged in the massacre themselves of women and children. This is the human condition. I'm not saying that Native people are lower than Europeans. This is the way the human race conducted its affairs for many centuries, century after century after century after century. And there were a number of justifications, religious, cultural, political. And I said on that Twitter feed,
what did you say about the white man being a better tribe?
I didn't say that either. I said a bigger, badder tribe from Europe arrived, the white man tribe. And when the white man tribe arrived and began to do to the Native people essentially what they'd been doing to each other, then came the myth of the peace-loving Native people. It's bullcrap. Some Native people did welcome whites because they felt that they were people they could trade with, people they could cohabitate with, and in some instances, whites tried to do that. But you never, ever are going to... you cannot rewrite the record of history and say, oh, well, gee whiz, guess what? We've got this silly-ass notion that somehow the Garden of Eden still existed, and it was the white man that came, you know, blundering in and destroyed all of this groovy-ass peace and love, man. And it just didn't happen that way.
Boy, you know what? I hope that the Native peoples of California, the interest groups, as well as the tribal councils, and I know a great many of them, I hope they're listening and hearing what you just done did. And
what I just done did, huh?
What I misspoke. What you done. And
what I done. What I did?
Phil, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I hope the Native people will contact you or your radio stations and say that even if it's true what you said, it should not be spoken of that way because the Native people... Well...
Oh, I see. Yeah. Shouldn't... Even if it's true, don't talk about it, huh?
No. What I'm saying is this. Yes, if it's true, talk about it, but what happened to... I was going to come on and talk about X Factor.
That's exactly what I said to you 5 minutes ago, and you wanted to press the point home about this.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
No, I don't think so. But all right, have it your way, Phil, because it doesn't really make any difference to me.
All right, let's talk about X Factor. Rachel Crowe
And that reminds me of a Native American name, and I think that she probably is Native American, and I think that that's something else I'd like to talk to L.A. Reid about, because what happened was this, Phil. Rachel Crowe knocked everybody out with her singing. It was lovely. And I think she had the audience's favor, and I think she had many of the judges' favor. When Rachel Crowe, and I'm going to give it back on Wednesday night, L.A. Reid critiqued Rachel's performance, and he prefaced it by saying this: Rachel, I'm not surprised to say this, but I hear Hollywood's been calling for you. That's truly great. You're going to be a big star. The reason why I think that that is an abomination before the eyes of God is because that made the audience think that Rachel didn't need their support, that she was going to be a big star anyway, and that they could shift their support over to Nicole, I think her name is Putzman or something, I don't know. And it doesn't really matter.
Yes, it does matter. What is the woman's name, please?
I'm talking about Rachel Crowe, Phil.
I understand that. Would you please give me her name, or Bud, you can look it up?
No, Bud's not looking up anything. Her name's Nicole Putzman.
No, it's not Putzman.
Not Putzman. I gotta look it up.
No, you... What is the problem with you?
My problem is simply this. You've got a bias on behalf of this girl, Rachel Crowe.
Can I tell you what happened in my home when that man said that to her? Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter, Deanna, who is 16 years old, was watching this with her mother and I. And when L.A. Reid made that statement, which we feel was meant to get the audience's favor away from her and onto Nicole.
Here it is here, Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when he made that statement, my daughter got this very strange smile on her face. She went over to some magazines that she had in her book bag. She took out a pair of scissors. She sat down on the couch, and about 5 minutes later, she said, "Look, Daddy." And, I'll tell you something, Phil. When your daughter is smiling, and then she holds up something, and what she had done is she had cut out the eyes on a picture of L.A. Reid and held it up and went, "Look, Daddy," with a smile. I was chilled to the bone, and her mother was as well.
What do you think that meant?
My God, it was obviously a very hostile statement about L.A. Reid. Cutting the eyes out of any photograph is a statement saying you're a dead man.
Well, did she say that?
No, she did not. But my God.
All right, calm down, Dean. You know...
You calm down. When you have a 17-year-old daughter...
Dean, the girl was obviously angry. Was the family angry about L.A. Reid making that statement?
Yes, we were.
All right, well, she was acting out the anger of the whole family that L.A. Reid was sort of biasing things in favor of Nicole Scherzinger and that Rachel Crowe was not going to get the support.
But she cut the eyes out of this photograph and then took out a razor and just razored it up and then said again, "Look, Daddy," and held up this picture that it had multiple razor strikes through it.
Was she smiling?
She was smiling, yeah. She was, with that smile, the grin, just, "Look, Daddy," like that.
Was she trying to scare you?
It felt like it. It felt like it to her mother, too, that, my God, she's gonna razor me up while I'm sleeping.
All right, hold on the line here.
I'm not trying to get my daughter in trouble. What I'm saying is, this is the fault of X Factor.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think so. I mean, if your daughter is acting in an unbalanced way,
What makes you say that?
If you're afraid your daughter's going to razor you up as you sleep.
No, but that's what X Factor did to her.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Dean Wheeler from Northern California, from San Francisco tonight. He's actually in Marin County, north of the gate there. Where does he live?
Yeah, I think he lives in Mill Valley.
Mill Valley, okay. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more on X Factor and Rachel Crowe and Nicole Scherzinger. When we come back here, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center in Mill Valley.
Just a correction. We are actually located, Phil, in Novato. We do live in Mill Valley, but our center is in Novato.
Okay, I apologize.
That's quite all right.
Now, I have ratings for X Factor from last night. And by the way, I thank the gentleman who called during the break. Nicole Scherzinger is one of the judges.
Well, if she's one of the judges?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you I don't like her because I just think that she really didn't want, I don't think she wanted Rachel to win. I think we all felt that Rachel was good. And that's something that I have to keep under wraps because my daughters, who are avid fans of the show, and we all love Rachel, I have a daughter who is going to get a picture of Nicole Scherzinger and cut the eyes out of it.
Well, you know, that is a very weird way for a kid to act out anger, but then some kids cut themselves.
No, my kids are not. They don't do that. My kids, I can tell you, Phil, are pretty well-balanced kids. You're not going to see my kids taking razors and cutting their arms. I knock wood and I thank God every day that we don't have children that are that disturbed.
But when the kid takes the picture of L.A. Reid and cuts the eyes out of it and goes, look, Daddy, you told me that the kid had a... what did you say about her eyes? And we've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's what scared me and her mother, her mother particularly. Her mother said to me, I went into the kitchen to get more. I had been making tea, and we'd actually had a tea ceremony with some of the native people from the tribal council who had been here, and we did an entire tea ceremony that my daughter was angry because... I had said that I would help her with a project for school, and I'd forgotten that we had our Native American, we had our dancers here. And so when I walked into her room, this is the other daughter, the Chastity, who's my younger one. When I walked into her room, she had a picture of L.A. Reid that she had razored back and forth and was holding it up and saying, look, Daddy, just like your older sister, only the eyes on Chastity were dead. They were the... I can't describe it.
It scared you.
It put the fear of God in me, and I said to her mother, you've got to come up here, Emerald. I said, don't move, Chastity. And she's saying, look, Daddy. And I said, Emeralda, take a good, long, hard look at those dead eyes. And we both just left the room. I what are you going to do?
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you're the father and the mother.
Well, what am I supposed to do, Phil, when my daughter is so... into this contestant.
Well, all of you were. You said you were all into the contestant, that you were rooting for her, and that you were very angry over L.A. Reid making these comments that biased the audience against Rachel, and they eventually voted for someone else. I don't know who the other contestant is.
Well, it's not important. What's important to note here is this was a girl who was, I think, going to go places. Emeralda, what did you think? It was really wrong. Emeralda felt it was very wrong for them to do what they did. Now, when we had the tribal council here, and I said to them, will you hang around and watch the X Factor? And they began to drift out. I could see one of them picking up. And one of them just grabbed his tom-toms.
Uh-huh.
And began to walk out. And I said, why? Why are you leaving? Rachel Crow, I think, is a Native American. And he looked back at me, Jay, a guy by the name of Jay Nighthawk. And he said, well, is she or isn't she? And I said, I don't know. And that's when he took the other drum kit, right?
Yep.
He took the bong. What are they called?
Bongos.
Phil, I'm sorry. I'm trying to determine the native people.
Well, it's not that important. We're talking here about the X Factor, right?
Yeah, but he picked up some. They're tom-tom. They're bongos? They brought in bongo drums, which is a Native American drum. and
bongo drums.
That is my understanding. I'm not a Native American. All right. So
no, I know that, but I just never thought that Indians, Native Americans, or however we want to say it, had bongo drums.
They were bongo drums or something. They had the cha-cha. They had the cha-chas and the bongo drums.
Was this a Native American dance party, or was this a beatnik gathering?
Oh, wait a minute. There, you happy? I think that was insulting, Phil, to our native, to the native that was here, the natives that were here.
And well, you're telling me they had bongo drums and cha-chas.
I didn't say, what I meant to say, what those things, the thing that you shake and they go, what is that? Isn't that native?
I don't know. You're the guy that had the tribal dance, okay?
Well, I didn't do it myself. The point that I'm making is, when I said Rachel is going to be on and the Indians took off, it was like a haunted house. They didn't care, so
I gotta go. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Well, there's a lot more to this story, Phil, and I'd like to come back on your program. Can we book that now? Or
if you'll just, you know, hang on and I'll have Bud talk to you, okay?
Bud? I can't make head or tail out of what that idiot... I can't talk to Bud, Phil. I don't want to talk to a retard.
Get him out of here, will you?
Hey, fuck you.